The hangovers were becoming more frequent, and as Trevor opened his eyes for another day, he told himself that he simply had to get a grip. You can't lay out at Pete's every night, drinking cheap long necks with co-eds, watching meaningless basketball games just because you've got $1,000 on them. Last night it had been Logan State and somebody. Some team with green uniforms. Who the hell cared about Logan State? Joe Roy Spicer, that's who. Spicer put $500 on them. Trevor backed it up with $1,000 of his own, and Logan won it for them. In the past week, Spicer had picked 10 out of 12 winners. He was up $3,000 in real cash, and Trevor, happily following along, was up $5,500 for himself. His gambling was proving to be much more profitable than his lawyering, and someone else was picking the winners.